And good morning. Welcome to Focus 580 for this morning. I'm Jay Pierce, and I'll be filling in for David Engine this hour. I am the station manager of WILL AM and FM radio, and also the program director of WILL AM 580, which makes me responsible for what you hear on the air on this radio station and overall for what you hear on the air on our radio stations. I'm also involved in other areas of management, personnel, and fundraising, and just about anything it takes to make these stations run. So I guess I'm a pretty good source to come to if you have any questions or comments, suggestions, gripes, all welcome in this hour when we do these Talk to the Manager programs, and we try to do them about once every quarter. We try to give you an opportunity to let us know what's on your mind. After all, you are the reason that we exist. We're here to serve you, to make a difference in your life and in the community in which you live. And one of the best ways that we know how to do that is to address your needs. We don't know your needs unless we do sessions like this and other ways that that we get involved in the community and find out what's happening and what we can do to be a part of maybe a solution. Maybe it's getting some folks together to get something done. Maybe it's just as simple as entertaining you for an hour or helping you learn something you didn't know. That is why we're here. And we try to do that with a mix of programs that we get nationally, internationally, from various program providers, including NPR, the BBC, Public Radio International, American Public Media, and other sources, and also programs that we create local, our cultural programming, our weather, our news, and, of course, our talk shows, Focus and Afternoon Magazine on the weekend, Media Matters and Keeping the Faith, Sidetrack, our locally produced features program. All a part of the mix and all made in large part possible by you and your input and your financial support. So that's what I'll say. And now I'm going to turn things over to you at 333-9455. That's our local call-in number, 333-9455. Or if it's long distance, we have a toll-free line, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And we will go to our first caller in Champaign on line one. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to preface my remark by saying that I have a lot of admiration and gratitude for the first-rate job I think you people do. I can't imagine anybody doing better anywhere in the country, especially Mr. Inge, perhaps, because he really commands the subjects that come up. But I perceive a serious problem, and I'd like your input. Actually, it would be nice if Mr. Inge was here to respond himself, but the situation was that earlier this week you had a caller on, or you know, you had a guest on, he had a guest on, who was speaking about the events in Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially this gentleman was arguing, as I understood it, for an equivalence, a moral equivalence between what the Serbians were responsible for there, about Serbians in Serbia and the government of Serbia and the Serbians in Bosnia-Herzegovina itself. And this man was essentially arguing that there was equivalence in the even agreed that 90% of the people would see the Muslims as a victim of the Serbs, but he argued a different position. In any event, this guy essentially struck me as analogous, although in a lesser degree to some extent, as a Holocaust denier. I mean, it was just flew in the face of facts. This went on for 25 minutes and nothing was mentioned about how his position was really not in line with objective reality. And I was wondering, is there any way you have a policy or thoughts on this matter?
Was it a caller on the program? I didn't hear the program myself.
No, I'm sorry. No, actually, the guest is the one who was.
It was the guest on the program?
Position. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you think, you know what I'm saying? Do you see some sort of problem here? It's a way of giving legitimacy to his argument by virtue of listening to him and even having him on.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. The producer of the program, Harriet Williamson, and co-producer Martha Deal, will have heard what you just said. And we'll talk about it. That's the best I can do. I can't right here on the spot give you an answer. I do know that our policy is to try to present as accurate a picture of things as we can. But we do try to cover a number of viewpoints. And if this was a diverging viewpoint that we were trying to present, that's one thing. Obviously, we want to make sure that we're not, if indeed it was tantamount to a Holocaust denier. Well, you know, that's what some people might characterize that as. Others might not. Don't know, but we will talk it over, okay?
Fine.
Thanks for bringing it up. Yeah, and we do, I'll tell you that we do have, you know, regular meetings where the producers of the programs and the hosts and sometimes me and, you know, others, we have editorial meetings at the station on a weekly basis where we talk over these kinds of things, and it's always good to have it pointed out, and you know, I personally don't know everything that goes on every minute on the station. We place the trust in our producers and hosts and other editorial staff members, but we'll talk about it. It's always good to review things, and thanks for bringing it up. Let's go to line two in Champaign. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My husband and I are longtime listeners to WILL, and normally we are not fans of This American Life, but last weekend's program featuring two local men was fantastic. Sam Slavin and Yusuf Radice, the students who were at Parkland, now Yusuf's on to the U of I, who met and became friends and sponsored this wonderful race at Parkland last spring. And the coverage and the story were so incredible and so touching. It was just another example of learning tolerance and understanding through friendship, and what a wonderful community we have with the variety of cultures that mix, and that people should not be afraid of getting to know someone that's from a different culture than they are. Thank you so much for that program. Please pass it on to This American Life.
I certainly will. Thank you very much for the comment. That's great. This American Life, a program produced in Chicago by WBEZ and distributed by Public Radio International, and we air it Saturday afternoons at 1 and again Sunday at 6 o'clock. It is one of the more creative programs that emerged early on in the storytelling area of public radio. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll probably run into one of the producers of the show the week after next at a conference that I'll be attending, and I'd be glad to pass that message on. And that was pretty cool that we did have, you know, the local connection on that that program last weekend. All right, line three in Urbana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm rather ignorant of what's going to be happening with the digital conversion, as I understand it, next spring. And so what are we going to have to do? We've got a number of radios around here, analog radios, mm-hmm. and portable radios and that sort of Walkman, that sort of thing. Are they all going to have to be replaced, or
no.
what's
nope.
going to happen?
You won't have to do a thing if you don't want to. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because I didn't want to talk about that. There's a lot of confusion going on right now between the television digital conversion and radio digital conversion, and they're two separate animals. Let me address television really quickly first. There is a deadline. I believe it's coming up in 2009. Is it about a year from now or something? Maybe less. I'm not as up to date on that, but I do know the deadline is coming up. It may be February of 2009. That seems to be sticking in my mind. At which time, analog television signals will be turned off. Now, that'll impact you in a number of ways. One is, you'll have to have, if you're receiving television over the air, you'll have to have a digital either receiver or a converter box. If you remember back to when we had UHF converters back in the late 50s and early 60s, it'll be something like that, perhaps. Or your cable company, I think they just came out with an order, the FCC did, that the cable companies, unless they get an exemption for being a very small company, are going to have to convert digital signals to work on analog cable systems for the analog subscribers. It gets pretty confusing, but that's television. They do face a mandatory deadline. Let me skip over to radio here. Radio does not face a mandatory deadline for going digital. We don't have to do it, at least not now. We will be doing it on WILL. To receive the digital signal, you will need to have a digital radio. However, the analog radios will still receive the analog signals. They'll still be there. AM 580 will still be here. FM 90.9, or if you listen to 101.1 in Champaign, Urbana, or 106.5 in Danville, they'll all still be there. Turn on your radio, no problem. To get the digital channels, you'll have to have a digital radio. So that's what the deal is. Now, why are we doing the digital? Well, it gives us an opportunity to do a couple of things. One is it will provide us with more channels. In other words, what you'll have is you'll have 580 AM as it exists today, and you'll have 90.9 FM as it exists today. But you'll also have 90.9 HD1. HD stands for hybrid digital. HD1, HD2, and we can have an HD3 if we want, and maybe even an HD4. So in other words, right now we have two channels, AM and FM. We'll still have those analog channels, but we'll have these digital channels that we can use, and that's what you'll have a digital radio to get. Now, what will be on those digital channels? Well, on HD1, we will have the same thing that you hear on 90.9 FM. What's the advantage of having it on the digital? Well, it sounds better. And if you're in an area of Champaign-Urbana where 90.9 FM has a little background hiss in it because you're kind of far away from the transmitter, and maybe you're too far away from our 101.1 FM repeater and you get a little hiss in the signal, that'll be all cleared up because you'll hear it clear as a bell. On HD2, we will put the programming that you currently hear and will still hear on AM 580. What's the advantage of that? Well, there are a couple advantages of that. One, when we go to low power on AM 580 at night, you'll still be able to hear us just about anywhere that you can currently hear 90.9 FM. So you won't hear us in all of the AM 580 coverage area, especially to the north, south, and east, in areas up near Chicago and over in Indiana and down south in southern Illinois where our FM signal does not reach. That won't change that. But you will in, for instance, Rantoul, Tuscola, maybe all the way down to Charleston, over towards Danville, over in Bloomington, and to the west in Monticello and Mahomet, you will be able to hear us 24 hours a day. So when we go down to low power after sunset and don't go back up until sunrise the next morning, you'll still be able to hear us. Another advantage of it is, over in Decatur, where you currently can't even hear AM 580 during the day because we must suck in our signal that goes to the west to protect a station out in Topeka, Kansas. So areas, well, even Monticello, it's hard to hear us during the day. They will be able to hear that digital signal. So you'll get AM 580's programs on the HD2 channel with a digital radio over there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's FM. So it'll be in stereo, and you won't get the lightning interference that you have to suffer through when storms are in the area or you go near power lines. So does that answer the question for you?
Yeah, that's very comforting.
Yeah.
I had one other question. You know, for about the last year or so, we've been getting, it seems, a lot of interference on our AM signal. We're just here in the middle of Urbana, and we get some very annoying hums on 580, and it seems to have been just within the past year or so. And I'm wondering, is there any you know, how one might go about investigating the source of this, of these hums, whether there's some additional interference going on in the neighborhood, or...
Well, that would be my first thing that I would suspect. And what neighborhood generally do you live in?
Right near Leal School.
Near Leal School. Okay. I don't know specifically of anything... other than it may be a power transformer going bad. AM is very susceptible to power line interference. And if something has changed, if there's if somebody's put a new, you know, like if the school put a new transformer in or a new big air conditioning unit, things like that can really affect it. What kind of radio do you listen to, son?
Well, we've got all kinds of radio.
Yeah. Sometimes just, you know, turning it on a little angle can help clear that up with AM. But right there, I mean, you're solidly in our signal. That shouldn't be the problem. So it probably has to be something, you know, with power lines or some kind of electrical thing that's changed in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Does,
sorry about
does
that.
Does the FCC or somebody like that ever investigate?
No, not really.
That sort of
No, not really. There's really not a lot of protection for us from stuff like that. They have little protections, you know, for certain things, but not really like that that I know of. But I will pass this along to our engineering department and see if they're aware of anything or somebody wants to take a drive through that area and see if they can scope it out.
Yeah. Okay? Okay.
Well, thanks for the report.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
And line four, a listener in Belgium's been patiently waiting. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'd like to continue the discussion of the last caller for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I'm sure his problem is probably power lines. The power lines cause a lot of problems over in this area. If you can go from neighborhood to neighborhood and just hear them, and you can follow the power line along if you listen to the hum.
Yeah.
But that's another story. What I'd like to get on with you is this HD signal is being carried on your FM station.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it going to be carried on the 106.5 over here in Danville?
Not at the first. But eventually that'll happen.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, eventually that'll happen. What the deal is this is all, it's just now gotten out of what they call the beta test phase and temporary authority phase with the FCC and the like. And after, I guess some stations have been working on this for a year, 2 years they've been on with the digital signals. They're just now getting to the point where it's been authorized. You know, technically. So, you know, we'll start with the main signal, and I personally am not sure where it stands in all of the rulemaking with the translators. That's what we have in Danville at 106.5 FM. It's called a translator. Not sure exactly where it stands with that, but I do know that eventually you will be able to put an HD signal on. It'll be an expense. We'll have to try to afford to buy a new transmitter for out there to do that. But I know that it'll be coming and it'll happen.
So the signal is not something that you just automatically overlay on your the HD signal is not something you overlay immediately over your FM signal. It's something that has to be transmitted especially.
Right. It's on what's called it's on the same little piece of the band that we have that we use right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's embedded in there. You know, digital doesn't take up as much room as analog does.
Yes.
If you can kind of visualize that.
Yes.
So we can cram, and we can cram more into a little digital pipe than we can, you know, the analog pipe. So, yeah, it's called, technically, the name of it is in-band on-channel. So as opposed to television where, you know, channel 12 is going to become channel 9 with the digital. Or whatever channel it is on your cable system. But, you know, we don't really refer to it as channel 12 much because most of the cable systems put it somewhere else. But we are on VHF channel 12 with television. That'll become channel 9. But on radio, that doesn't happen. You actually stay on 90.9, but it's, you know, it's just rides along in there. And so you have to have, though, a digital transmitter. Either you get a whole new transmitter or you get... Well, yeah, you do have to have a digital transmitter, and you kind of, without getting into too much detail on the technical that I'm not really versed on well, you have a thing called a combiner, and it combines the digital signal into your analog signal, and then you go on your merry way.
I see. So, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it should cover, the area that it'll cover is, let's see, you're in Belgium. I got a little map here.
Oh, yeah, it'll cover me.
I think it's going to get out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to 90.9 FM and it comes in loud and clear, you should be able to get it, but the proof's going to be in the pudding. We have had reports from stations that have been doing it that they exceed their expectations and others where there have been problems. So
what you're saying is that I can get 90.1 here.
90.9, yeah.
It doesn't come in very well, but the 106.5 comes in very well.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe I can get it on the 90.1.
90.9, yeah.
90.9, pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
90.9,
sure.
But definitely on the 106.5 when you guys happen to change over.
I would believe that would be the case.
Okay.
It sounds like that. Yeah, I'm trying to think of where Belgium is. I know it's over near Danville.
It's south of Danville.
It's south of Danville.
10 miles.
Or Westville, something like that?
North of Westville.
North of Westville, okay.
Just north of Westville.
Yeah, that should, and you may get the 90.9, you may not. I don't know. We'll find out when we turn it on.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the
Bye.
Call. All right. Let's go to line one now, and this is a caller in Clark County. We have a little echo going on there, too. Clark County, line one. Go ahead.
Good morning. I guess we're about transmissions this morning. I grew up in Douglas County, just south of Champaign, graduated from Illinois, and I listened to WILL almost exclusively in my car. But it's always been curious to me that sometimes the transmission is not good down here in Clark County, and still you can get calls, and apparently people can hear you clearly in Chicago, which is twice as far away. And I've always been curious as to why that's the case.
Well, it just has to do with what's in your terrain, what's in your area. I mean, our signal goes out a long way, north, south, and east. And, you know, when you're in the Chicago area, if you're downtown and you have a lot of buildings around and electrical interference and other radio signals bouncing around, it's kind of hard to get us. But if you're in the what they call the collar counties, we're pretty easy to get. Now, I don't know exactly, let's see, if you're in Clark County, I just stuck the map back on the wall.
We're just south of Edgar County.
So you're south of Edgar County and
west of Terre Haute, Indiana.
Yeah, you're getting, you know, pretty far out there as far as our signal strength would go. And it would kind of depend on terrain, really. You know, is it, oh, it gets into all kinds of things. Is it wet? Is it too dry? Is it this? Is it that? But we're always looking at ways of improving the signal to various areas. And I don't know, you know, as far as the AM goes, you're going to be too far out to get our digital FM.
Right.
But you know, there's other things that that we're always looking at. For instance, I don't know if, you know, if you might have heard that the FCC is going to be accepting applications for non-commercial frequencies for the first time in over a decade this October, and we're currently doing studies to see if there are any on the fringes of our signal areas that might benefit us.
Okay.
And so I don't know the results of that yet. But, you know, we're especially looking to the southeast and southwest and to the northeast because there are other public radio stations to the northwest and to the west and, you know, areas like that. But we're kind of looking at where are the areas in the state of Illinois that our AM station serves during the daytime, but obviously not after sunset or before sunrise when
right.
we're at very low power. And we're looking at where our FM signal currently goes. And where are the blank spots outside of our FM area that the AM covers, but no other station covers? And that would be particularly to the northeast, south of Kankakee, north of Onarga, down in your neck of the woods, the Charleston area, and to the southeast of that, into
great,
where you are,
great.
And then southwest around, Lake Shelbyville area, are three areas of interest to me. Will a frequency turn up that might be able to do that? Can we afford to apply for it? I don't know. Those are variables, but we're getting the studies done now, and
great.
We'll see what happens.
Well, I hope we get included. You do just a terrific job, and I really appreciate
thanks.
You.
Thanks. And
thank
again,
you very much.
We appreciate the call, and we appreciate, you know, reports and how we're coming in from various places. We wish, you know, that all things would be in our favor, and we could, you know, crank the power up to 50,000 watts and just beam out there. But, you know, sometimes the technical restrictions are what they are, and we try to work with them as best we can. One way that, you know, a lot of people have been able to access us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is via the internet at WILL.UIUC.edu, or you can use the university's new address, WILL.Illinois.edu, and that works too. Universities changing their whole internet address. But, you know, if the internet's not a great way for you to do it, we're always trying to work on ways to get our what we call terrestrial signal out there better. This is Focus 580 on WILL AM 580. And I'm Jay Pierce, sitting in for David Inge today. This is a program we do, we try to do it every quarter. It's called Talk to the Manager. We're at about the midpoint of the show. Our numbers are 333-9455 or 800-222-9455. I try to give you as much time to ask questions about our programs or anything else about the station as we do move through the calls here. Let's see. I think the next one we have is line two in Urbana, and you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm also back to the caller about the sort of buzz you had on AM. I'm in the area of Cunningham and Perkins Road, and I'm getting the same thing, and I think that it was far less than a year. I mean, I think it was sort of about 6 months ago or less this started happening.
Huh.
But my question is actually about your agricultural programming.
Yeah.
What you do is fantastic, but to me, it's what you're doing is basically a little bit of law, federal law stuff, but it's basically commodities program. And I guess now that agriculture is so much connected with fuel as well as food, I'd like to see a lot more on basically farming and hear from farmers and on methods and efficiency and stewards of the land and that sort of thing.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay. I will pass that along to our agriculture department. I know the emphasis basically is on purpose, more toward, you know, because the Extension Service and others serve the how-to farm, and we try to serve how do you sustain yourself financially if you're in the agriculture business. But obviously, and I do know that we have to an extent gotten into, in our agriculture programming and in other programming, the stewardship issue that you're talking about, sustainable agriculture and the like. But it's always great to take these ideas down and bring them up to the responsible department. So, so that's great. Appreciate hearing that. Again, you know, as I like to say, we are here because of you, and we do take very seriously all the comments that we get on programs like this or emailed to WILLAMFM@UIUC.edu or called into our listener comment line at 333-0853. Or mail to us at 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801. I'll try to remember to give all of those contacts at the end of the program, too. Line 3, and I believe you're in Urbana, too. Go ahead, please. Morning.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay. This is about David Inge.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it, and I just don't know how to put the spin on it to make this sound better than it is. But David likes to hear himself talk too much. I tune in to listen to the guests, and I know he reads their books and does his homework the night before, but he feels so obligated to prove that by quoting the guy at length and sometimes even interrupting the callers or the guests to put in his own stuff. And I tune in to listen to the guest and to the callers rather than to David. Now, I'm not saying he should shut up. I just think that maybe 80% of what he's doing would be just dandy. But he's kind of heavy on that button that mutes the callers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard people be right in the middle of a sentence, and David jumps in, and then he goes, oops, we lost the caller, because he doesn't tell the people he's hitting the mute button. And they're talking, and they don't know that he's muted them and doesn't hang up on them. And then he says, oh, if the caller would call back, we'd be glad to take the other half of the question or whatever it was.
Hmm.
This happens a little too much.
Oh, well, I'll talk to him about that.
I would like it to be a conversation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll talk to him about that.
Lots of times the caller asks a question and the guest starts to answer and may not be answering exactly the question the caller asked. That
mm-hmm.
happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times you need to clarify the question and say, no, I didn't mean, you know, you're talking about point A, B, and C, and I really meant a point D that you maybe misinterpreted, or sometimes they're political animals and they're intentionally dodging it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I'll bring it up with him. It's great. You know, we all need feedback. All right.
Well, David, David's not. It's not that he's not worth listening to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a little too heavy that he's sometimes taking the words out of the mouths of other people.
All right. Well, appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you much. And you know, as I say, we all like to have the feedback, and it's good to have. And you know, we're not all perfect, so it's good for us to have ideas on what it is we might be able to work on to make us you know, even better than we are. Appreciate it. And let's go to Terre Haute on line one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
It's kind of funny. That's actually what I was calling to mention. First, I wanted to tell you that you come in pretty good in Terre Haute, and I kind of grew up in Champaign-Urbana, and I kind of became addicted to the station, and I really, really enjoy it, especially, you know, in my car. It's become something that I just couldn't find anywhere else, so I just, when I moved to Terre Haute, I was really hoping that it would come in, and it comes in very well. My second comment was exactly that, and it's not just David. It's pretty much all the call-in hosts, and I've had myself hung up on so many times that I have quit calling in. And I kind of get tired of not being able to ask a follow-up question because your host wants to ask their own. I don't really care if your host wants to ask their own follow-up question. They got a pad in front of them, write it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, well,
I called in, let me ask my follow-up question.
Okay.
Don't hang up on me.
Okay.
I'm the one sending in the checks.
Well, thanks for the checks. I will, I'll pass that along. You know, I know, and I can't speak for David and Celeste and others who do these shows. I don't do them very often. I know that what they try to do is keep the discussion moving, and, you know, if we have a lot of calls, they try to keep it going, keep it focused. That's all I'll say. I don't know anything beyond that. But, as I told the last caller, feedback is great, and I will absolutely bring it up to them. All right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the call.
And all right,
thanks
bye.
For listening down at Terre Haute. You know, we
no
have
problem.
We have one of our alums, Tim Hart. You know, there's a Tim Harton who works here. Tim Harton, who used to do the morning show, who is down in Terre Haute and checks in once in a while with us from that area. We got to go to line two. Is that it? Okay, line. Huh? Line two. Okay, line two. You're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to mention an NPR service that I just discovered the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that I can access the archives for both the locally produced programs on WILL and on NPR. And I had heard a story about mother-daughter support groups, which sounded really cool, only I only heard bits of it. I don't remember what else I was doing. And it took me a while to get around to looking for it on NPR. I couldn't remember when I had heard it because I waited too long. And I couldn't figure out what search terms to use. I could not find it. But then I discovered on their website that it says, if you can't find something, email us. Just click on this link and tell us as much as you know about what it was you're trying to find, and we'll see if we can find it for you. And they did.
Great. This was NPR doing that?
Yeah, it was NPR. It was a story on mother-daughter support groups.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't even remember if I told you that already. But I wanted to share it with some friends, and I really liked the fact that I was able then to email the link, and people could either read it or they could listen to it or both. And then there were some other stories that were related. So I suggest that to people as a service that's really, really useful, because you can't always hear the details or remember them if you want to go back and say, now what? I need that fact, or I want to listen to that again. So thanks so much to WILL and NPR for putting those things on the web.
Well, thank you much for bringing it to everybody's attention again. I don't think we talk about that enough. So thank you much, and I'm glad you got the service out of it. Yeah, we archive all of our local programming. NPR archives most of its. And you can go to our website, will.uiuc.edu or npr.org, and you can do searches for what was on where. You can ask them questions. We have a listener services unit here, and you can call us at 333-0850, or you can email us. We have links on our website. And ask us questions about what you heard. And, you know, sometimes I know that personally I've been involved in some of these searches and Dee Breeding and Joan Harshbarger and the program producers will all do their best to search out what it is that you want. Because we, you know, we're a full service. We're all about service to you. And we do our best to provide the best service we can. Sometimes we're a little frustrated ourselves, so we can't find something, or you know, we just don't have time to get to it right away. But we do try our hardest to provide you with whatever it is you need from us. And let's go to Robinson now. I think on line four. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, line four.
I just want to mention that the signal is really poor in Robinson.
It is.
I just struggle every day to hear
what you have.
But the main thing I wanted to call, the last time you were on, someone requested that you think about getting Democracy Now, and I just want to stress that because where I came from, we got it on community radio, and I don't think we have anything like that around here, but it's just a wonderful show, and I think it's critical that we hear what she's got to say and what the people that she has on. The second thing I have, I would love to get Talk of the Nation in the afternoons. I can barely hear Celeste. I can hear David much, much better, but with her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Talk of the Nation. And I know one day recently you had it on. And
we do from time to time when there's a topic that we think is extremely important. We'll make a special arrangement. We don't pay for the show. It's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah. But once in a while we'll get a special allowance to air it if we think it's going to be a particularly important topic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's an excellent, excellent program. I would love to have that in place of what you have. And the third thing is Carbondale, which I listen to a little bit because I can get it so much better.
Yeah, from Olney, you can get their repeater.
Well, I get it from Carbondale. But right. Terry Gross, you know, they got her on, and I think it's wonderful, but I wish you could get her program on, too. I just wanted to tell you about my request.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got them written down here.
Every day, you know.
Yeah, got them written down.
Okie doke.
Thank you very much.
Jay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening down there and struggling. You know, I Robinson is in the 90.3 FM area. That's that repeats WSIU Carbondale's area down there. But, you know, I mean, we talk about Democracy Now, and I'll just, you know, I'll address these three programs, Talk of the Nation and Fresh Air. Fresh Air is a program we would love to put back on the air. You know, honestly, I'll be quite honest, we came close to maybe pulling the trigger on that this year. But we've had a few budget setbacks. You've heard about the state budget and what's going on with that and the cuts to the state budget. Well, that affects us. Our direct state money that we get is down about $200,000 this year. And you know, so that's not a positive point toward growth. We try internally to reallocate and, you know, still provide the services and hopefully grow in some areas still. But then, you know, you got the fact that our federal money was down a little bit this year. And we also did not meet our fundraising goal last year by about, well, between radio and television, $200,000. So we start out a little behind on that. And our state money gets cut, and our federal money's down a little bit. And so there you go. Doesn't give me, excuse me, doesn't give me a great ability to look at a program like Fresh Air or Talk of the Nation that's pretty expensive and restore those or put those into the schedule. We're you know, all hands on deck right now maintaining everything that we have. And, you know, we'll move on. And we'll keep trying different ways to make things happen that you want to. Democracy Now! Is a program that is aired on WEFT 90.1 FM, which covers it covers a lot of our area. It doesn't get out to the outlying areas that we cover outside of Champaign-Urbana, Danville, you know, this and that. So I realize that there is a desire on the part of many to have that program out in, you know, the more rural areas. I know some cable channels are covering it. The big problem that we would have doing that is that it would be duplicating program in a majority, or for a majority of our audiences that can already get it. And that just isn't seen as the best use of time when we can take that hour and provide another viewpoint, yet another viewpoint. And, you know, part of the whole argument is to provide as many viewpoints as you can from different sources. So for us to be duplicating a program one-on-one like that is not seen as the best use of time. But yeah, I know that doesn't answer the questions out in the rural areas. It's tough. We're one frequency covering a wide area with a lot of people with a lot of good ideas and wants. And we try to do the best that we can through the variety of our schedule. All right. Now, I'm completely lost as to where I need to go. I think, is it line 3 in Champaign? You've been waiting. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to call in to defend David because I think he does a great job with his guests and with the callers. And he does let people ask multiple questions. And sometimes if he gets rid of a caller, I think they deserve it. So he's very good at moving the program along, and I think he does a great job with his guests. I have one really minor complaint, and I know that music is a very subjective thing, but I've never been able to stand the bumper music that you have during the Afternoon Magazine show. It's this strange kind of lounge jazz music, and it's the same music every day. So the same style. And I don't know who picks it, but that's
I
just
do.
My main minor complaint.
But you know the term, bumper music. I'm impressed. How did you know that?
Oh, I'm not sure. Picked
I like
it up somewhere.
That. Okay. I'll pass that along.
Okay.
I know exactly who picks that.
Okay. Good. And I think you do a great job with what you have. I do second the request for Talk of the Nation.
Mm-hmm.
I often find myself switching over to satellite radio to listen to that in the afternoon because it is really good.
But you see, you have that option.
Exactly. So I agree. And it is a good option to have.
It's your choice.
And just wish more people could hear it, though, who don't have satellite. But I do think that you do a great job with what you have.
Well, thank you very much.
So, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay,
all right.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just, you know, I mean, it comes down to you do have the option. Do I want you to subscribe to satellite radio instead of giving that monthly fee to us? Not really. But if it provides you an option that we can't, and it provides you with information that you want and a program that you enjoy, if that's the option for you to get it right now, take advantage of it, you know, if you can. And, you know, we'll continue to see what we're able to do here. When we get digital radio and multiple channels, we may have some more options here for doing that. Gibson City has been waiting, I think, on line 1. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. The previous caller almost said what I was going to say. I was calling to my wife calls in fairly frequently to David Inge's program, and I call in occasionally, and I'm not going to argue with the other two gentlemen that said that they've been cut off from time to time. We've never experienced that. We found that he's always been very good about keeping us on as long as we wanted to. Some people that call in, we think that he, I know it's a hard judgment, but we think he should cut him off sooner because he just, I think he sometimes lets some people natter on too long.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to also defend him.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. You know, it's like we say, there are a lot of different people with a lot of different ideas, a lot of different viewpoints. We try to include as much as we can. I think that, you know, I like to say that here on WILL AM, the best role we can play in the community is not only informing you of what's happening on the news, but providing a stage, a setting, a gathering place for everybody in all of the communities that we serve to get on the air with each other and have access to talk about the important issues of the day and to put out your various viewpoints. And we don't all agree with each other, but I think we all have at least some right, you know, well, we all have a right to be heard to some extent. But I think you're right. Sometimes it, you know, it is David's discretion to decide, and Celeste's too, when, you know, we might be veering off what path the discussion might take. You know, they kind of have to do that in fairness to everybody. But thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome.
For listening.
I don't know about City. Afternoon, because by that time we've usually flipped over to the FM station.
Gotcha. Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank
Thanks
you much.
A lot.
I'm glad
Bye.
You get to use both our stations. Let's go out to Decatur out west. You have to work pretty hard to listen to us out there.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Same thing. Ditto. I really agree that David and Celeste obviously do their homework when they talk to the different guests and authors, and I've heard the authors actually thank them very kindly for actually reading their book. And I really enjoyed William Gibson being interviewed, and I have a request. I would love to hear Jim Mars on 580, being interviewed by either David or Celeste.
Jim Mars.
Okay. I believe he just wrote PsyOps, and his one maybe a few months ago was called The Terror Conspiracy. Now, the PsyOps has to do with remote viewing, mm-hmm. and I would love to hear either host interview him.
Okay. I'm taking that note down. I'll pass it along to Harriet and Martha.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... You know, if you do have a request, or if you know of somebody, I'm writing down here, that you think would be a good guest, you can always pass that along to us. That helps, too. Great. Let's go to line three now, and I believe this is a caller in Champaign, and then we'll get to the caller in Northern Illinois after that. But Champaign first, line three. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a complaint about the music. Mm-hmm. When they are speaking, they always play, not always, but have music behind some of the speakers. And when you wear a hearing aid, it garbles what they say, and you cannot understand when the music is playing what the people are saying. If you could do something about that, appreciate it.
Appreciate your comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Situation I was not particularly aware of. You know, the music behind it is supposed to kind of soften transitions or, you know, do other things like that, but if it's causing problems for those with hearing problems or with hearing aids, that's the first time I've heard that, but that's a great comment, a great example of taking advantage of the ability to call in here and let us know what's happening out there. We certainly don't want to be doing anything that's going to make the information unintelligible to anyone in the audience. So I will bring that up. Great. Thank you. Line four, you're in Northern Illinois, right?
Yes.
Hi.
Good morning. On Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, it's been quite some time now, but there used to be a business program on, and for mm-hmm. the life of me, I can't remember the name of it.
It was Sound Money, and then it became Marketplace Money.
Oh, okay. Sound Money, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Whatever became of that program?
Well, it's still there. We don't air it. That was a financial issue for us at the time. And what happened was... Sound Money was a program distributed by one of the main networks, Public Radio International.
Well, wasn't it Minnesota Public Radio at one time?
Right. I'll give you the short story on how all this happened. Minnesota Public Radio produced the program, and a lot of their programs, including Prairie Home Companion and Sound Money, were distributed by a company called Public Radio International. Well, Minnesota Public Radio decided to form its own distribution company called American Public Media. So they took their shows and started distributing them themselves. And you know what happened? They started charging us a fee to belong to them, in addition to belonging to Public Radio International, where we get the BBC and This American Life and other programs, and in addition to belonging to National Public Radio, where we get Morning Edition and All Things Considered and other programs. So it would just have been too much money for us to pay yet another affiliation fee, and that is just to have the right to pay for those programs and buy them. So you can see how it all adds up.
What did you say it's called now?
It's called Marketplace Money. Now, we run the morning reports. They're called Marketplace Morning Report. Even though we don't belong to American Public Media, I've been able to negotiate the right to carry those for free because it's complicated. But so we carry those 10-minute ones at 6:50 and 7:50 in the morning, but we can't afford to carry the whole program.
Okay.
So, now, we can't.
I understand, and I know time is short.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in a fund at a pledge drive and such that you had mentioned Click and Clack were like $14,000 a year.
It's even more than that now. It's probably up around $20,000.
Now, if you have hundreds or thousands of public radio stations paying in all this money, where is all that money going?
There you go. Not everybody in public radio is living on subsistence wages.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. And let's see. Well, I think we're going to go to line three up in Crystal Lake, and this will probably pretty much wrap us up. And I know that we have one and two on hold, and I'm going to take your calls off the air after I get done. We'll wrap it up with line three in Crystal Lake, Illinois.
According to Nuclear Information and Resource Service, radioactive waste materials are being sent from nuclear weapons facilities to regular landfills. And it would be nice if you could report on this. I read about it, Nuke Watch from Wisconsin, but, it's hard to get rid of the waste, but they may even, the Department of Energy may even encourage the sale and donation of radioactive waste materials into commercial use. And I think this is very dangerous to have radioactive waste materials distributed either to landfills or commercial use.
Sounds like it would be. Let me pass that along as an idea for our news department, or we'll pass that up the road to NPR. Okay?
Sure. Thanks
very much. Thank you very much for bringing that to the attention of us here. All right. Well, to the caller, I think line two is still holding, and we'll get to them off air because we are out of time. We need to wrap it up. Time goes quickly on these programs, but let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 calls in. That's great. A lot of good ideas, a lot of good comments, and I keep a record of all of these. We use these as we go along, and if you want to make a comment, willamfm@uiuc.edu is our web address. 333-0853 is our listener comment line. 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801 is our snail mail address. I'm Jay Pierce, the program director and station manager.